That we have very special live entertainment now. Part of it comes from the Daily's group. Part of it comes from the show with no name. Okay, we've got some guys crazy. Here from Louisiana. Pick up the microphone, pass it around if you would, please. Your names?
I'm Gary.
Gary, and you're from?
Originally Thibodeau, live in Mandeville, Covington, Louisiana now.
Thibodeau, and you're from?
Covington, Donald.
Your name's Donald. And
David Leday, originally from Thibodeau, live in Orlando, Florida.
And your other one?
I'm Randy, and I'm from Dallas. My wife's from home was the only connection I have with these guys.
Well spoken. And you can say what you want to on this show because there ain't no rules.
LSU?
A lot of that.
Who that?
But see, I think that love-hate thing that Arkansas has with LSU is a real good thing. And it keeps Arkansas from having to play Arkansas State because we can say, I know we're not y'all's number one rival. Y'all got Alabama, but you got the history. But it's developing. Arkansas and LSU is developing. And the end of the year, the day after Thanksgiving, has become a tradition, not just with Arkansas. I think around the country because they're always playing for something. How do you guys feel about that?
Well, the number one thing is, it's like you said, that's a tradition. The day after Thanksgiving and – If they change, say, and we play them, who's going to take the boot? What's the boot going to look like?
Boom. Yeah. That's right.
That's the guy that invented the boot.
It'll turn into a flip-flop, you know?
Yeah, it'll turn into a flip-flop.
Well, the last six games have been as good a football games down to the wire both ways as you can have. Except for last year, that's right.
They don't get any better than that. And it don't matter how good LSU is or how good Arkansas is, that game right there makes a lot of decisions on who's going to the playoffs and different things.
What do you think the LSU athletic director would come out and want to make that move? Do you think it's just for recruiting to be in the Texas market that last game? Or maybe didn't like the fact that Arkansas has had a little bit of success, you know, off and on the last 6-7 years?
I don't know what happened to him. I think he got up one morning with a bad headache.
So you think most LSU fans would agree that they'd rather keep that?
Might have used a Colgate.
That'll do it. That'll do it, boy.
No, it's just something that we look forward to LSU every year.
Yeah. What do you guys think about what's your feeling? What's the temperature on the Saban deal? How do you guys view Saban? You hate Saban? Do you like Saban? So what?
No, Saban's good. He done a lot of good things for LSU. And when Les Miles came on board, he walked into a winning championship team that Saban built.
Are y'all fans of Miles?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And sometimes. Right at the end of in Alabama, the game this year.
Yeah.
Sometimes we think Les Miles don't have that killer instinct to, you know, kill the dragon right at the end.
So. Whereas Saban does.
Oh yeah, he's going to get
Saban's going to make sure you're dead before he lets go. Oh, yeah.
Well, you know the scary thing,
yeah,
guys.
He don't let up.
I'm going to tell you, if you look at Alabama and LSU again this year, they've got both of those teams have their entire offensive lines back. They got every running back for LSU and a better quarterback at LSU.
LSU
actually is going to be better probably. Personnel-wise than they were last year. And Alabama, offensively, probably better than they were last year. Now, defense, they're not going to be as good. Right. But, boy, you think the Razorbacks finally get a break maybe, you know, although we offensively are going to be good. But Alabama.
The only thing we got them both at home.
That's right.
That helps,
yeah.
Yeah, well, in that game, you can kind of throw that out the window because we've won at LSU and they have won at Little Rock.
Yeah, that's true.
And I loved the Jackie Sherrill the other day. Mattingly's trying to sell Fayetteville as the place he played. And Jackie Sherrill comes from him. He goes, no, that game was at Little Rock. I hated playing at Little Rock. I could not stand going in there at Little Rock. It was louder. They made more noise. I'd much rather play in Fayetteville. I was like,
Well, I will say this. You know, the one thing I too about the LSU fans, you know, when I came up with the boot a few years back, 15 years ago.
Didn't mean nothing to them.
Well, yeah.
That's
right. But you knew at that time, I think DiNardo was the coach. But you knew if LSU ever turned it around and we turned it around, that game would mean something at the end of the year. But what's great, LSU's fans are like Arkansas fans. They love their team. Probably as passionate more than any other than Alabama.
You've got to be flattered that the guy said, what are we doing about the boot?
Well, you know, it's a trophy game, and they're only a couple in the SEC. You know, you got the Egg Bowl, and so.
And we're right there. We're locked together.
Yep,
we're bound geographically. It's been going on
for 21
years.
It's a tradition.
I go back and look at the LSU fans, you know, even in the football side. Look at what happened when Sony Brook whooped us in the
That was a great thing for LSU fans.
LSU fans stood up and Yep. Game was standing ovation, yep. And while they marched around the field, they high-fived those kids. And let me tell you something, that was a great, scrappy little baseball team.
And they're from New York.
Somewhere's up there.
That's Stony Brook, New York.
That was a classy move by LSU fans. I think we've got one of the coolest hog call, chants in the country with the hog call. One thing about LSU, you guys, when you go to your games, you guys have all kinds of chants. Which is good. It makes for a great atmosphere. Of course, as you mentioned during the break, you guys are going up to 100,000. The number of people you have in your stadium, which is amazing. You think
what are we holding available? 80?
I think we're 75. 76, which is still a lot. But they're at 100. Alabama's at 100. Tennessee's at 100. Georgia's at 85 or 90. That's the SEC.
Yeah. And I really have a hard time hating other teams in the SEC. Like, I don't hate Alabama.
You respect them.
They make the waters rise. They make the conference what it is, like it or not. Like it or not, when Florida's good, I ain't got a problem with any of them.
We never play Florida unless they're really good.
that's
the only time we ever play Florida is when they're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and they kill us every time.
All right. Let's turn to your other problem that you have, and that's the New Orleans Saints. And there are problems there, but I told you what I would have done was trot Breeze out in the middle of all that and had a big press conference and said, here's our boy. He's going to lead us back to the right way. We have committed sins, but we're going to make good. And Drew Brees, take the microphone, because he's Mr. New Orleans.
Yeah, but how you could put a bounty on football?
Well, now that's a different story, and I agree with you.
Why don't you change the subject?
Yeah,
but there already is. Anytime those boys suit up, there's a bounty. There's always somebody
you can't.
They could put
opposite teams that hate each other
as a bounty on it.
I just can't believe a guy that's making $800,000 minimum is going to go out for an extra grand to take somebody's leg out.
It still would be nice. Amidst all this stuff, to have your face of your franchise signed and done and feel good about things.
Yeah, Drew Brees will be a Saint. Sure he will this year, but he needs to be a Saint with a long-term contract to take care of some of this business that happened on the field last year. And if Drew Brees is in that training camp right now, things will be different.
And upon completion of his career, there could be nobody to have in an office position for the rest of the franchise than Drew Brees.
That's exactly right.
He's going to be the offense coordinator this year.
that's right.
Hell, he might be the defense.
That's exactly.
This year.
Hey, we want to ask you guys too. Why are you guys here? I mean, how'd you meet John?
Well,
you
I'm gonna tell you what. About how long ago was it, John? About 2 months ago. We went playing Black Elk's golf tournament, and John was the one of the tee box hitting balls, and we got up to the tee box, and we had a few. We didn't use Colgate, but we was drinking a few alcohol, bro.
All right, enough of the Colgate jokes, okay?
But we met John at the tee box, and we started just talking to him and we was talking to him, and we just had a good time with him. And they said, look, y'all come play in our golf tournament. So I got these guys that y'all want to go play. Randy and Dave was playing with me. I talked to Donald, and Donald said, yeah, hell yeah, let's go up there and play with you. He's one of us. So I tell you what, we put a team together and we came up.
Is that your RV out there, the big nice RV?
Vince is still sleeping. He drove yesterday. He drank 8 hours while driving, but he's still sleeping.
at least you wasn't texting.
Well, we got stopped. I tell you what, Donald was driving one time. We got stopped 3 times while he was driving.
Wow.
And he said that's how you meet new people. Every time we got stopped, we had a different hat on.
That's how you meet new friends.
Yeah.
Take off.
How many states you think you got represented from all the people coming in to play?
At least 20. Yeah. I mean, it's great. These guys are great. And the guy who hosted the tournament, John Hoffman, who owns Black Elk Energy, is a Louisiana boy. And he's coming up with about 14 people.
Wow.
They're flying his plane up
That's
here.
Great.
He'll be in today. So this tournament wouldn't make it without guys like Gary and Donald, the boys coming up like that all over the world.
It goes back, though. People get around you, and they like you, and they go, let's go support John. Let's go hang out with him. And that's why we had friends from Mississippi play with us a few years ago, and you got Louisiana and folks from all over the country.
That's a great call.
Great call.
And I'm going to tell you what, John, next year we had a lot of people wanting to come with us this year. And we didn't know what to expect this year, but after we came here,
come on, Tiger fans.
Next year,
we'll
have a bigger group coming with it.
But let it be known.
And Gary is our new dance instructor here at the Lions game. After last night. He does. What do you call it?
The P-Roll.
The P-Roll. You got to learn the P-Roll.
Hey. Should have saw when my arm was sprung. I kept going in circles.
Well, I'll have to do, teach you how to do I'll teach you how to do the Colgate jerk.
I don't want no part of your lotion.
I want to say this. I want to say this. I'll say this on behalf of my buddy Basil, too. It was after Hurricane Katrina. They said, can't nobody get down there. Red Cross can't get down there. They can't get them. Me and my buddy got 20 trucks of water. And we went right by the National Guard.
Got to help y'all out.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, the first person I seen, I was sitting on the bridge. I was a deputy sheriff down there, and I was side Slidell. And I was sitting on the bridge. We didn't have nothing, you know. Just sitting there smoking a cigar. I only had one of those left. And the first thing I heard was, there he is. He's okay. It was my buddy from Whitehall, Arkansas. He had two truck trailer loads of water and food.
How about
that? He drove right on through, and... And he's now the mayor of all.
It's like Red Cross. All you, get out of the way.
That Red
Cross. Let us get some water.
Hey, they good, but that soup is good, but we wanted some water and cold beer.
Yeah. Bottom line.
Hey, getting back to the dancing parts, I wanted to tell Jamie we got called last night from Dancing with the Stars.
All right, we got to go. They have reached an all-time low. We'll be back in a minute.